Are you ready, Alabama?
Hello? Who's there? What's going on?
It's time to enter the doghouse.
Whatever's happening here, just knock it off.
Call the big dog now at 866-485-9867.
These kids are weird, man. They're weird.
Live from the Big Dog Production Studios.
How you doing?
It's the Tom Abraham Show.
That might be listed in Revelations as the cause for the apocalypse.
Here he is, the head of the household, the Big Dog.
You're the smartest guy I've ever met.
Tom Abraham.
You want me to do this crap?
I guess I'm on here. Am I on? Did somebody respond?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Throwback Thursday in the Doghouse, home of the $1,000 payoff, which is coming March 29th, when the ump will give you a chance to win $1,000 every day. But you have to listen for the word of the day to win, so stay tuned for more details on that. It's coming in just a week. That's 1 week from today. That's also opening day baseball season as well, so we're very fired up about that. It's also Sweet 16 Thursday, as things get going in Atlanta with Loyola Chicago and Nevada at 6, followed by Kentucky and K-State. And in the West region in L.A., it'll be Michigan and Texas A&M in the first game, followed by Florida State and Gonzaga. So both SEC teams are going tonight. Now, we've got a three-hour thrill ride for you today because we are out at 5 today and tomorrow to make room for the madness. And we are pretty jammed for this show. But if you got an idea what you want to contribute to the show, we invite you to get in toll-free at 866-485-WUMP. That's 866-485-9867. We got the entire digital doghouse for you as well. That's our Twitter feed, at Tom Abraham Show. You can throw us a follow there. We got the Facebook fan page. Throw us a like at Facebook.com/Tom Abraham Show. Then there's the text winder. That is 7329-TA-SHOW. For those of you Alpha Challenge, that would be 732-982-7469. Doghouse inbox is open as well, tom@tomabraham.com. Follow the ump on Twitter at umpsports. Check out our website, umpsports.com, and Facebook at facebook.com/umpsports. Now, Throwback Thursday also means throwback music. And it was on this day in 1975 that Led Zeppelin started a six-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Physical Graffiti, which was the group's fourth U.S. number one album. On the first day of its release in the U.S., the album shipped 1 million copies. No album in the history of Atlantic Records has ever had so many sales. Physical Graffiti has now been certified 16-time platinum. That you're platinum with 1 million sales. 16-time platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. So a little Led Zeppelin in the show today. The New York Giants have traded Jason Pierre-Paul to the Tampa Bay Bucks, which is a homecoming for him, right? He played at USF, and they get a couple of middle draft picks back. But does this move signal that the Giants will be taking defensive end Bradley Chubb at NC State with the second pick overall? I mean, you would think it changes the dynamic of the first five picks, doesn't it? Look, the Jets have to be taking a quarterback, even though Saquon Barkley and his daddy are huge Jets fans. I mean, he'd love to play there. It's either him, his father, or both of them that have Jets tattoos. Look, if you're a player in college, you got to be careful you get an NFL tattoo. You're going to end up in a different team. I mean, I'm just saying. Big Jet fans. And, you know, the Browns, look, they're taking a quarterback at number one. They got to. I don't see any way that they do anything else. The big question is, which one do they take? And I'm going to continue to say, everybody keeps saying Sam Darnold. I can't get my arms around that guy. I really can't. And then who do they circle back with at four? And now a lot of people are keeping an eye on the Bills as well, who may be moving up again for a quarterback. But they did just sign A.J. McCarron. And if A.J. McCarron is what he and others think he might can be, remember, he was supposed to get this big three-year deal, and then all these quarterbacks moved around, and he was left, you know, getting a one-year deal out of the Bills. But, you know, if they feel in any way, shape, or form comfortable with A.J. McCarron, that's why, in a way, it would be kind of really good for these teams to have a mini camp before the draft so they can kind of eyeball at least a little bit. Then Bills can go in a different direction. They don't have to burn their top pick on a QB. If I were them, I don't think I would right now. I'd wait and see if something falls in the second round. You know, maybe you get a Mason Rudolph there or something like that. But damn, you just signed A.J. McCarron. Everybody thinks that he's going to be an excellent starter. This is going to be one of the most intriguing drafts that we've seen yet. No doubt about it. In the association last night, LeBron James did another thing. You know, one of them things that he does that hasn't been done by anybody else. I don't know if like anybody goes and they look at these things and say, well, was anybody actually trying to do that thing? But he did a thing in a 15-point comeback against the East-leading Toronto Raptors. Bron went for 35 points and 17 assists with no turnovers. That's never happened in the history of the association. In fact, nobody has ever had 35, 15, and no turnovers. But where do you find that record in the book? You know what I mean? Where do you find that thing? Say, hey, let's go to the 35, 15, no turnover record. I mean, it just, how do you know? I mean, if somebody has like all of this stuff. Well, it was great. Kevin Love got LeBron's last assist and a monster three in that
game.
5 seconds
now remain. The Cavaliers are on top, 125-124. LeBron is at the left point. Bothered by Siakam, gets to the foul line. Down the lane, feeds Love for a quarter three. He knocks it down. LeBron James with his 16th assist of the night sets up Kevin Love. And with 27 ticks to go, the Cavaliers have opened up a 128-124 lead.
Hey, knock it down. It's a good call there. Toronto's 9-game road winning streak snapped as well. In the leadoff role today, Matt Scalise will be in from AL.com. Plenty to talk about there. In the three, Auburn's Jordan Lee, who won the 48th Bassmaster Classic, is in. You get 300 GER for that. And I've got to share with you what Gunnersville's Gerald Swindle said at the weigh-in. Gerald Swindle could be a professional comedian, probably. Swindle is just so cool. And you got to hear what Swindle had to say. Hopefully I have the time. I'll stick that in there as well. A couple of Alabama boys. Alabama showed out, man. The state of Alabama showed out big time. Now, Swindle's a big Alabama fan. He's a Roll Tide guy. And, of course, Jordan Lee, who won the tournament, his brother Matt Lee, who finished fourth, they won the national championship for Auburn. So, obviously, they're War Eagle all the way. Then Paul Jones from Bulldogs 24/7 site will be in. He's in Starkville. He'll join us with a preview of what Mississippi State looks like in Joe Moorhead's first spring at the helm there. The good news out there was the presence of quarterback Nick Fitzgerald on the field after his horrific injury in the Egg Bowl last year. In the four, John Hall from the Courier-Journal in Kentucky will set up the Cats' run to the Final Four. Even though John Calipari says it's poison.
My challenge is making sure these kids don't drink that poison. That poison being we have an easy road. There are no easy roads in this tournament. If they drink that poison, we'll be done Thursday. If they don't drink the poison, it'll be a dogfight on Thursday. Let's see what happens.
It's like taking poison, like rat poison.
Poison. It's like poison. Hey, you guys noticed I got my computer back, my other computer back. There's so little in there, though. I've got literally 20 hours of work. And that's an estimate. That's a conservative estimate. I got 20 hours of work to get this thing rebuilt. But I did work till about 11 o'clock. I guess 10 o'clock. About 10 o'clock last night, getting some stuff in there. What else is going on our radio show? Oh, ho, ho. Also in the four, old Blue Lines, Greg Wyshynski of ESPN will give us a puck update. Did you see that Sidney Crosby goal last night? Wolverine Dan's favorite player in the NHL, Sidney Crosby. Even though he plays for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Wolverine Dan is a Red Wing fan, I know this to be, I think he has an 87 tattoo. He's got his Stevie Yzerman jersey, and then he has a Sidney Crosby jersey. Did you see that? That was one of the best goals ever. The puck had been deflected into the air. Sidney Crosby is going across the crease area right in front of the goalie. The puck gets shot from the top of the slot. It gets deflected up in the air. He controls the puck with his stick in the air. He kind of catches it on his stick and pops it up in the air, and then knocks it home backhanded at knee height. And it's one of the greatest goals I've ever seen since ever. By the way, what's going on with Phil Kessel's lettuce? I mean, Gallagher thinks that guy looks like crap. I mean, somebody got to get with Phil Kessel. He's got to do something about that hair. If you're a puckhead, you've seen this picture floating around on the internet. Phil Kessel's hair. Just tweet Phil Kessel's. No, just Google Phil Kessel's hair. You Google Phil Kessel's hair, you'll see it. It's weird, man. Weird. Man behind the curtain playing the stacks of wax and the platters that matter, answering the phones, pushing the buttons, making sure that we stay on air right there in our palatial home studios. He's one part Italian. He's one part Mexican. He's one part mutt. His family calls him Antonio Macbeth, but to us, he's the McPuckhead.
Chico, don't be discouraged.
Do you know who I am?
What is your name?
Detective.
It doesn't matter what your name is. Who in the blue hell are you?
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of spit and polish.
Underestimated from day one. You'd never think I was a master of the universe now, would you?
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
I'm sorry. I got that all wrong.
I don't care how many Dago, Guinea, Wok, Greaseball, Goombas come out of the woodwork.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
What? All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
I mean, that guy sounds like L. McPherson farting into Miles Davis' trumpet.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
You don't ever say that to me, bullcrap.
Say hello to my little friend.
Welcome.
Hey, T-Max, some oldies but goodies in there. How do you like that?
Big dog, you're right, man. I was listening to something about leave but take the cannoli. I like that one. I forgot that one. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you kidding me? Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Yeah, that one.
You know what that's from, don't you?
I don't think so.
Get the hell out of here! It's a classic line from The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
You kidding me?
There you go. I got you.
Leave the gun. Take the gun only. Oh, my God. They're leaving the safe house. You know, like going to the mattresses. You know what going to the mattresses mean, right? I mean, when there's a mob war, the various families, they go to the mattresses. That means that they're going to go board themselves up in the safe houses and the places that they have around town, and they put mattresses against the door. And then you got Clemenza making, you know, pasta for 60 guys and stuff like that. And so anyway, when they're leaving it, they were leaving the safe house, and after they whacked the guy, and I think that might be Clemenza. But, and he says, leave the guns, take the cannolis.
I know the scene you're talking about now. I've only seen the first and second one all the way through. I haven't seen the third one yet, and I've only seen them once. So
yeah.
It's not
once.
I don't remember it like
what
you
are you kidding me? Once?
Look, man, it's a commitment. What are you talking about?
I've got to watch it once a year. I mean, it's just one of them things you got to watch once a year. But it's only been around since 1972. So, you know, just saying.
That's fair enough. That's true.
So what's going on, man? Are you stoked or what? Are you fired up? I'm always fired up. Why am I so fired up? It's a Thursday, but I'm fired up. You got some good lead for us today or what?
Your computer's back. What do you mean? Of course you're fired up. You're getting sounds back. You got your friends back over there?
Yeah, but all it means is more work. You know what I mean? It really just means more work. Now, the thing is, if I had it yesterday, I'd have had...
Dave won the biggest championship, and that's the championship of life.
The guy's an intern.
That's what I would have had yesterday. You see what I mean? But now it's not as, it's not as timely.
Dave won the biggest championship, and that's the championship of life.
The guy's an intern.
But it really it is. I mean, it's going to be timeless, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have plenty of time to get all that stuff in. Are you kidding me? He's, oh my gosh. Especially when things go wrong. It's going to be fantastic. Blame the intern.
Do you remember? Yeah, blame the intern. Do you remember where the guy's an intern comment came from?
No, I don't remember the context.
I kind of forgot about it myself. I should have put it on the Saban board. I have a Saban board. I have one board. It's just all Saban. I should have put it on the Saban board. But what it is, he gets asked about Tosh Lupoy, who's not a defensive coordinator. He gets asked about Tosh Lupoy 2 years ago, joining the staff and what kind of input he's going to have. And he goes on this rant about, why are you talking about this guy? And he says, the guy's an intern, you know?
That's funny.
This is the short one.
The guy's an intern.
Yeah, that's the shorty. But I've got the whole thing there somewhere. I got to get it on the Saban board. But that's what that was about.
Funny. If there's a time this year where there's like a letdown in the defensive performance, you can play that, you know?
Yes.
Guy's an intern.
That's a great point. Guy's an intern. I mean, what do you expect? All right, what do you got for us? Give us a little bit of Manoosh. Throw us something that we didn't know, man.
I got some for you, big dog. We're going to start in 1969 with those UCLA Bruins again. They beat Purdue 92-72 to win their fifth title in 6 years.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. 1972, Kareem is named MVP for the second year in the row. It's his second out of six, and that was his he won three with the Bucks. Those were his first two. He ended up winning one more with the Bucks.
He had three with the Bucks?
Three with the Bucks. I didn't know that till this morning either.
Yeah. He was so that was not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That was Lou Alcindor.
Yeah, Lou Alcindor.
He doesn't become Kareem Abdul-Jabbar until he gets to LA, I don't think.
Thanks a lot.
That might be a lie, though. That might be wrong. I'm not 100% sure.
1984 Islanders Brian Trottier scores 5 seconds into the game. Apparently, that's a record. It seems pretty quick to me. I think it would be hard to beat 5 seconds, right?
That 5 seconds is that's fast.
That's insanely fast.
Yeah.
And it's about as long as it took Sid to score that goal yesterday.
Trottier. Did you see that goal yesterday? Have you seen it yet?
Oh, my God, yes. Are you kidding? That was incredible.
Crazy.
They're playing hacky sack with a hockey puck. 1989, Pete Rozelle announces his retirement as NFL commissioner after 29 years.
Wow.
29 years.
Great commissioner.
Couple birthdays today. 1989. J.J. Watt was born. He's 29 years old today, J.J. He looks like a lot. He looks a lot older than 29 because he's a grown man. But 1952, Bob Costas was born. 66 years old.
That's crazy. You want to talk about a guy that looks young. I mean, now he's finally showing his age, but Bob Costas for years. And what a great, great guy. He's always been one of my favorite guys. I had him on a show one time, 45 minutes without an interview. I mean, without a break. He's like, it occurs to me that this is not NPR radio. If you want to take a break, Tom, he says, I'll stay through the break and we can finish up the hour. I used to do a show called Talking Baseball, and I got Bob Costas on that show, and he loved long form radio where you could talk and talk and, you know, not have like just little sound bites. And I was afraid to take a break because I was second or third year into my radio career. And I was afraid that if I took a break, I'm going to lose Bob Costas. So I just kept going on and on and on. 45 minutes. Then we took a 7 minute break.
Wow.
And he sat through the break. And then another time I had him on, he was in a parking lot. He lives in St. Louis. He was in the parking lot going to a Cardinals game. His son was in the back seat, and he's telling his son to bundle up, make sure you bring your hat and stuff. And he pulls into the lot, and the guy is, you know, to pay to park. And then the guy recognizes that it's him while he's on the phone with me doing the interview. And the guy says, oh, Mr. Costas, go right ahead. You can park over there. And he says, no, I'll pay. What's the thing? He says, $20 a park, you know? And he's like, oh, here's a $20 bill. Thank you. He goes, I'll pay. I can pay. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. He sounds like he looks, I shouldn't say sound because he does there too, but he looks like he would be just a really nice, approachable guy.
He is. Great guy. Absolutely great guy.
There you go. That's your menu. That's all I got for you. Yeah, ended it on Bob Costas. So it's a good note.
All right. Well, that's good. Ending on the Costas is a good note. All right. Let me get the Wolverine Dan in here because he's waited patiently. And let's get him in here before we get to the break. Wolverine Dan, what's going on, brother?
I don't like Crosby. He's just sissy. Come on now. We don't even know what a Gordie Howe hat
chicken. Right out loud, he couldn't even hold Gordie's Howell's jockstrap. Matter of fact, he can't even hold the Hanson's, the crazy dudes for the slap shot. Can't even hold their jock. And, you know, even Paul Norman couldn't hold his jockstrap. What are you talking about?
Did you see that goal, though, last night? The goal is amazing, man.
Oh, I don't want to see what he's got to do. It's probably decent. It's probably Photoshop. You know how he is. He's got a lot of money, you know. You know how it is.
They're going back. They might be going to the cup again.
He put it in a box.
They might go to the cup again. It might be them and it could be them and the Predators again. Your two favorite teams, the Predators and the Penguins. It could be two of them.
Hey, listen, don't talk about Prednecks, okay? Hey, listen, and one more thing about Crosby. You'd probably turn that Tatum. Remember that Tatum guy from Oakland with the sticky stuff on his wrist? He'd probably put the sticky crap on his stick. That's why it held, for crying out loud. Let's start talking about what I really want to talk about. Michigan Wolverines, baby. Oh, tonight, Tommy, Twin Towers. It's about to go down. Listen, Tom, here's how it goes. I'm going to play-by-play the game. Oh, I'm telling you, we're going to take the ball to the hoop. We're going to drive, okay? Two things are going to happen. Either we're going to get hammered by these big boys, and guess what? Fouls will be called. They fall out of the game. And if that don't work, they'll still drive, and then all of a sudden dish it back to the last game we played. 3-2-1. Ooh, buzzer beater.
You know, if they play good, they won't have to worry about it. If they play well, I should say, they won't have to worry about a buzzer beater. You know, they really haven't played that well yet in their first two games, and they got wins. So if they can play well, you know, I like their chances to advance. I had them to the Elite Eight.
That's right. They haven't played that well, okay? All right. So bottom line is this. You know, you know what? I'm on your bracket challenge. I'm ahead of you, ain't I?
Oh, everybody's ahead of me. I got the worst bracket since brackets happened. I mean, my bracket's ridiculous.
You gotta let me know where I'm at. I was doing pretty good. I was sixth place at one time. I'm not sure where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I'll have to check.
Anyway, you gotta let me know. Hey, listen, before I go, you're talking about the draft, Tom. I gotta do it again. I'm tripling down on the Lions. Okay, I'm tripling down, Tom. I'm putting three president's face kind of green bill on on the Lions to get to the NFC championship. Got to do it, Tom.
Well, you know, it's not a bad – I mean, you're going to get long odds, fairly long odds, so it's not a bad bet to make every year just to pull – because one of these years you guys might do it, you know?
Well, that's just the point, Tom. Think about it. So it's 21 year, double it last year, and then triple it this year. So I'm about 120 in it. But think about it. If it goes 20-1 and I put down 60, you figure that out. I'm not a math major, but I think you are.
No, I mean, that's worth doing. I mean, I don't think it's a bad deal. I think it's worth doing.
You've dropped $60 somewhere in your lifetime, haven't you, for a meal or take the wife out, movie and everything, you know, and get her, you know, a couple of cocktails, take her home, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I feel all right. I'll talk to you later, Brock.
All right. Appreciate you. He's fired up.
He's 25th in the bracket.
25th now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 8th at one time. I was 8th. Wait, I was 11th at one time.
You were 7th at one
time. I was 7th at one time. I was 7th at one time. What am I, 66th or something like that?
Oh, you're down there. I don't like to scroll that far, but you're down there.
Yeah, I know. I got to go to different pages to find me. Here's the thing. It's just going to get worse. I mean, I can't look at it. It's just going to get worse, man, for me. No, really.
Well, you got to I mean, your best bet is to have what your Elite Eight and Final Four teams move on. As little as those are, you have what, like three Elite Eight teams or something like that left?
I mean, I got two Final Four teams, but I got them both losing in the Final Four. I mean, it doesn't. I'm just.
That's true. Yeah, that hurt. Your points. Your possible.
Should have done
points
more brackets. What you should do in this deal is you should make a multiple brackets, and then at least it's interesting. Or maybe I should have done a Sweet 16 second chance bracket.
Or,
said no one?
Well, you kind of got to do it that way. If you're the big dog, see, what you do is you just hammer everybody and say one bracket, one bracket, one bracket, but make multiple brackets under a different name but put the same address. You know what I mean?
No.
Just swindle everybody.
Can't do it.
Us honest, hardworking people just, you know, rip our hearts out.
Can't do it, Sally. Can't do it. All right, let's get a break. Matt Scalise is up next. We'll have plenty to talk about with both Alabama and Auburn in spring ball, so we'll talk with him right after this. Tom Abraham Show, 730-1039. Yep.
They are WUMP 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
From University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama sports, and it's brought to you by SunSouth John Deere, the preferred tractor equipment for Alabama athletics. Visit sunsouth.com or any of their 21 locations across the Southeast. Hello, everybody. I'm Chris Stewart. The WNIT has reached the round of 16, and the Alabama Crimson Tide is still alive. In fact, tonight in Tuscaloosa, Alabama will play host to Georgia Tech. The Yellow Jackets come in with a 20-13 record. Alabama is 19-13 at the moment. Tech comes in averaging 88 points per game in WNIT play while holding their opponents to an average of less than 40. Tip-off time at Coleman Coliseum is set for 7 o'clock. Roger Hoover will have the call on many of our Crimson Tide Sports Network stations. The Bama men are at the NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships. Those are in Minneapolis, and they get underway today. And Lee Hodges of the Alabama men's golf team has been named the SEC Golf for the Week. We'll tell you why after this.
No one likes to hear the diagnosis of cancer, but 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer this year. With 13 locations, Urology Centers of Alabama is your home team for urologic healthcare expertise. Our urologists, medical and radiation oncologists, and pathologists work together so you can rest assured our team is your team. To learn how we're leading the fight against prostate cancer, visit ucacares.com. That's ucacares.com.
The Alabama men's golf team captured the championship at the Linger Longer Invitational in Greensboro, Georgia earlier this week, and Lee Hodges led the way. He earned his second medalist honor in the last three tournaments during the spring season, and for his efforts, he was named the Southeastern Conference Men's Golfer of the Week. That's your Bama update, Crimson Tide Today, brought to you by SunSouth John Deere, is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
The Tennessee Valley Golf Card is back and on sale March 26th. This year's card features a round of golf, including a card at 7 area courses and an hour session in an indoor golf simulator. Visit Gunner's Landing, Links at Redstone, Southern Gales, and Point Mallard. Enjoy a day out at these courses and more, including Pine Hill Country Club, Eagle's Nest, and Links at Briarmead. A $311 value for just $139. And also use it to perfect your swing at X Golf Huntsville. Log on to umpsports.com.
Cole Kubelik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com. Or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental. Want to tell you about my friends at Madison RV Supercenter. If you're in the market for a fifth wheel, travel trailer, toy hauler, maybe a motorhome, Class A or Class C, Madison RV Supercenter has used and new inventory for you. The prices are second to none. You can finance it on site. You can rent RVs at Madison RV Supercenter. Trade yours in. Come check out the parts and service department as well. Go to MadisonRV.com or call 256-837-3888.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
A cool afternoon with a sunny sky, the high today 59. Fair and cold again tonight, but we should stay above freezing, the low at 37. For tomorrow, partially sunny, the high at 65. Saturday becoming mostly cloudy, the chance of a few passing showers during the day, the high at 72. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
The Tom Abraham Show is back. Listen at your own risk.
There are a lot of reports out of Washington that Tosh Lupoy is going to be taking Kevin's old spot on this staff. Is that accurate? And can you...
Taking whose spot?
Taking Coach, what Coach Steele was doing in the...
No, the guy's an intern.
Okay. He'll be interning?
Yeah, he's going to be an intern.
That was where the guys in intern came from. Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. That's where it came from, the original, the guys in intern. And I should carve it up a little bit more, but it's just, it's too hard.
They've won the biggest championship, and that's a championship of life.
The guy's an intern.
That's for Smokey Mike. Look, it's funnier now, right? Right, UT fans? You can laugh a lot. You got Jeremy Pruitt. You're feeling good. It's funnier now. I mean, come on. All right, we're efforting Matt Scalise, mail.com. His schedule had gotten so jacked up that doing the 4 o'clock every Thursday became very difficult for him. So he requested to move earlier in the show. So we moved him to the 2:25 slot. But he's a very busy guy, you know. So keep that in mind. He's a busy guy. Lane Kiffin swears that he had UMBC on his bracket in the tournament. Did you see that? Kiffin says that he had UMBC. He had made that pick. Not that he had, you know, put any money on it or anything like that, because that would be against the rules. But he swears that he had him on his deal. He also said today, 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge, that he thinks that Nick Saban will coach another 10 years. I mean, think about that for a moment. He said another 10 years, man. This is going to sound strange. But kind of like Tom Brady as a player, he's taking care of himself. Coach is extremely healthy, takes care of himself. People are supposed to lose things as they get up there in age. But he doesn't slow down. He drives himself. He works harder than anyone else in the building, whether it's a 25-year-old or not. Him thinking of stopping is only because it's by his choice. If he wants to, he's going to slow down. He's going to continue to be the best recruiter in the country. Lane Kiffin. He said, you know, when you have someone who's known you for 10 years and every single thing they do and why your program is successful, Kirby Smart was there from day one. He saw how the coach built it. So that's hard. He said one coach joked that SEC meetings are Saban staff meetings now. It's kind of true. Could be true. You know, he wants back in that deal. You know, he wants to get back in that club. No doubt about it. All right, while we're awaiting Matt Scalise, we'll throw the phone lines. Oh, we got Matt? Oh, I'm stoked. We got Matt Scalise from AL.com. He's on the Woody Anderson Ford VIP hotline. Matt, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm great, Tom.
Do you think Kiffin really had UMBC on his bracket or what?
I don't know, man. I think he's proven that he is a rascal at this point. And I don't know that you can take, he's that guy in the office that you can't take anything he says seriously.
Multiple bracket guy too, probably. He's probably one of them multiple, you know, me, I'm a one bracket guy and mine crashed and burned and that's just the way it's going to be. And people are like, oh, let's do a second chance. I said, when they have a 16 team tournament, then I'll do a sweet 16 bracket, but they don't. And I'm not, But I could see Kiffin being a multiple bracket guy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I don't want to say anything that's too disparaging, but I would bet this dude does a lot of entertainment purposes only activities around off sports.
Yeah, yeah. No pools. I mean, that'll get you jammed up. I mean, just ask Rick Neuheisel about that. I mean, you know, I'm sure he didn't get in any official pools, but maybe just him and his staff. Do you think that he's, you know, just being Lane Kiffin when he says he thinks Nick Saban will coach for 10 more years? I mean, he was very complimentary about the way Coach Saban takes care of himself and the shape that he's in. And he said basically if Saban, you know, if there's any thought of him leaving, it'll be him leaving, not because he has to leave. But, I mean, could Nick Saban coach till he's 75 or 76 years old?
We used to talk about this a lot from the people who covered him and were around him a lot. And I think we all, you know, about 5 years ago, we kept saying to ourselves, you know, I bet he's going to go till like 2016, 2017. Yeah. I remember that. And now here, I think everybody around the program tells you it just doesn't seem like he's anywhere close to retiring. And I think some of that is because it's still going really well. Some of it is because, again, yeah, he doesn't really seem like he's aged or slowed down that much. I just think for most people it's hard to see any difference between his personality and the way his program operates right now than what we saw, you know, 5 and 6 years ago when he was the last time he was on a run of, you know, three straight seasons where they were in the national championship contention at the end of the season. So, I mean, the program is on a run right now that's absolutely equal to anything he's done at Alabama. And I think that's probably why you hear that from a lot of people is just that it just doesn't seem – there's no – judging – this against the way that we've seen him the rest of his time at Alabama, it just doesn't seem like there's any slowing of pace or any difference. He doesn't seem frustrated. I think, if anything, he's kind of found a bit more of a center, and he doesn't seem to get as upset or frustrated about certain things anymore. Last year, every player we've talked to, and we've talked to quite a few of the guys on the team last year, tell us that there was a lot of, you know, turmoil at various points of the season last year. And they managed to make it through that without spiraling out of control or falling apart. And I think Nick Saban has a lot to do with that. And I think his sort of more patient approach to things has a lot to do with that.
As weird as it was to first see Lane Kiffin in that Alabama gear, I mean, the latest new guy,
Dave won the biggest championship, and that's the championship of life.
The guy's an intern.
I mean, the new intern, some of this stuff, Matt, just writes itself. You know, you understand what I'm saying? I mean, it just writes itself when you hear about Butch Jones being a quote-unquote intern. I'm imagining him, like, bringing the orange slices out. You know, my son was an intern on that staff. I'm imagining Butch, just, you know, like, he's in charge of orange slices and extra water or something like that for the rest of the staff. I don't know what he's doing.
I hope you have the guys an intern on the soundboard back there somehow, because that's a great soundbite. I love that quote.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the guy's an intern. I mean, that
Dave won the biggest championship, and that's the championship of life.
The guy's an intern.
And you remember who the original intern was? That was that whole thing came out. That was Tosh Lupoy, who's now the defensive coordinator. Right? That came from Tosh Lupoy.
Yeah, we were just right before I walked outside. We were talking about this in the office because it's weird. It can't be a coincidence that he used this term twice. And I think he knows exactly what the connotations of it are. For a guy who was a head coach competing against him last year, I think I don't know why he does it, but I think there must be some level of kind of head games and power play happening with Nick Saban, with these guys that he hires for these small roles. And, you know, we still don't totally understand what these guys are doing when he brings in, you know, a relatively high-profile guy, a guy that you would think if he really wanted to be a head coach somewhere in college football this year, he absolutely could be. And he also doesn't have to be doing anything if he doesn't want to, because he's getting paid, you know, $5-7 million a year from Tennessee, whatever he was getting when he got fired. And yet he's doing this low-level job, at least in title, at Alabama. I think we would love to learn a lot more about what these guys do and what kind of role they're actually serving on the team. And, you know, I'm sure our reporters are trying to find that out a little bit. But it is weird to me, the sort of approach that Saban takes with the media when he's asked about these guys, because he's very insistent that they're not doing anything important and that they're just sort of hanging around. There's a lot of effort made to diminish the role that they're playing. I think that's what's interesting to us about it. It's just, you know, it doesn't seem like he's trying to prop these guys up or make it sound like a big deal that they work for him, or, you know, use it as PR for the program. It's almost just like he's doing it like as a favor to them, and he's a little annoyed about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like that is the mentality. You know, that's the way that they approach it. Matt Scalise with us, AL.com. Of course, everybody lost their mind when Tua Tagovailoa sprained his thumb, and then he took him to Birmingham. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, you know, we're going to have the trainers check this out. And I mean, it was enough of a thing, I guess, to take him to Birmingham. But, you know, it everybody goes, you know, nuts over something like that. And he knew that he was going to have to deal with that. But I was sitting there, I was speculating. Now we have found out through your great reporters that it sounds like he hit his hand on an offensive lineman, which is really crazy that anybody would be that close in an underwear practice, you know, wearing nothing but Shockers and helmets and things like that. And I thought maybe he was catching a pass that was thrown back, or, you know, warming up, or maybe he had his hands in there bad on a snap and he got it jammed that way. But it was it's kind of nutty to hear that maybe he hit it on a you wonder, how does that even happen, you know, on the first day of spring ball?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're obviously one thing you could say about it is first day of practice is probably when you're going to be the sloppiest and least coordinated as a team. Yeah. And obviously people probably weren't where they were supposed to be when this happened. So that's I would guess, you know, I don't have any stats on this, but I can certainly remember plenty of times where guys get hurt kind of in a big way on the first day of practice, whether it's spring practice or fall camp. And I wonder if that's the time when you're most likely to get injured, just because everybody didn't quite know what they're doing yet. They don't have their legs underneath them all the way yet. But regardless, you know, I think there was probably an abundance of caution taken because of who it is and because of their lack of depth at that position in particular. You know, that they have Jalen Hurts, obviously, and Mac Jones. But I think everybody's still very much wondering, and this was asked about at the press conference, of how many quarterbacks Alabama's going to have when they get to the fall. And, is one of these guys going to end up leaving and going somewhere else, depending on how the spring goes? And that would obviously mean that everybody you have available is going to be really important. We saw the guy that was the transfer quarterback, Gardner Minshew from East Carolina, decided ultimately not to come to Alabama. So they're going to have a little bit of a scary depth situation at quarterback this fall, especially if one of these guys decides to transfer before we get to the season.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, if Tagovailoa is good to go by the time the spring game comes, obviously he'll get his snaps there. But I'm kind of interested in just seeing Mac Jones and what he brings to the table. He is a scholarship kid, and they really liked him. I mean, when they first both came in with Tua and Mac Jones, they were like, well, they got two pretty solid quarterbacks, you know, coming in here. He's a big kid and so on. And I think it'll be interesting at least to see what he's got, because they act as if a lot of fans talk as if there's only two quarterbacks. And this kid is a scholarship quarterback. I mean, we should at least give him a little respect.
Yeah, we just haven't seen very much out of him yet. I mean, I think the general perception is that this is a guy who was brought in because they needed some additional depth at that position, because they had so many guys transfer after 2016. And I think they would have liked to have gotten the quarterback in this last recruiting class, and it didn't work out. And easy to understand why, because they had two, you know, still relatively young guys that were both now kind of capable of taking on the starting job, and I think would have been tough to beat out in practice. And you're going to see going into this season, with the lack of that they have at quarterback, I think you're going to see a huge priority placed on recruiting that position this fall. And they have, you know, several interesting targets. I wouldn't be surprised to see Alabama take multiple quarterbacks in the next class. We know Paul Tyson, who's the the grandson of Bear Bryant, and one of the top recruits in the country, is a guy Alabama really likes a lot, sincerely, not just because of his lineage, but he is a legitimate quarterback, and I think Alabama likes him a lot. And obviously Tua has a younger brother that's coming up in the next class that is a very athletic kid and an excellent athlete and quarterback in his own right. So I think you could see Alabama certainly go after both of those guys or maybe even some others and try to get multiple quarterbacks in for 2019. But they're going to have to make do with what they got. I don't think there's enough time to try and look for another graduate transfer at this point.
Right. And the reality is, I mean, you could see Tua and Jalen Hurts leave at the same time. I mean, you could just see that because I see a scenario where Jalen Hurts is going to come back for his senior year. He's not. I don't know how much of an NFL prospect he is. I could see him being back for a senior year if he didn't transfer, and I don't think he would. I think they'll use him quite a bit this year. And I do see Tua as being a guy that would go out after his junior year because he does look like an NFL quarterback. So theoretically, you could lose both of those guys at the same time and have a real quarterback drain, depending on what, Tua's younger brother does and what the Tyson kid does.
It's always been a dramatic position for Saban for whatever reason. They've always had a hard time keeping everybody happy when it comes to quarterbacks at Alabama. And, I mean, that's probably true at a lot of schools, but it's certainly been the case at Alabama. They have a lot of stability and depth at basically every position on the entire roster, and quarterback always seems to be a bit dramatic, no matter how many talented guys they bring in. So this will be one of the more interesting years when it comes to the quarterback position for Alabama, and I think spring will be a huge part of it. And, you know, Jalen has a big opportunity here for the next few days or however long Tua is out, and I think it will last on through the spring because I really think this as great as Tua played, I really do believe that Nick Saban is not convinced that Jalen Hurts is not the better option, and I think he wants to see them continue to fight it out as long as possible.
The guy's an intern.
Yeah, well, not mad. He's not an intern, but I just want to know that we have that always ready to go. All right, Matt, appreciate you as always. Great stuff, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, let's get a break. We'll come back and wrap up this hour next, right here on 730-1039.
Yep. WUMP Sports Radio. The Op. In the.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. So much of the attention on LeBron James right now is about what happens next. Stay in Cleveland, go to L.A., complete the process in Philly, or the one thing that could burn the association right to the ground, go to the Bay and gravy train Golden State for another ring, or four. But all of that what comes next talk is getting in the way of what's happening right now, every single night. And 15 seasons into it, at age 33, LBJ is not the same killer he's always been. He's even better. Cleveland 132, Toronto 120. 29, and the King went 35-17-7. Look, crack this guy for his social game. Heck, my listeners will crack on him for that spotty salad on top of his dome, but never ever crack this guy for what he's doing on the floor. As long as the King is on the court doing what he's doing, the East still runs through him. I'm Jim Rome.
As conditions on the field change, so can your insurance needs. Talk with a Farmers agent today so you can assess whether your policy is game ready. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Whether you're passionate about your car or you simply need a helping hand when your ride needs fixing, O'Reilly Auto Parts is on your side. Thousands of brand names, quality parts in stock, convenient locations, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and of course, thousands of well-trained professional parts people to help you out. Shop any of the 5,000 O'Reilly Auto Parts locations or check them out online at O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day. O'ReillyAuto.com.
As conditions on the field change, so can your insurance needs. Talk with a Farmers agent today so you can assess whether your policy is game ready. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-890-6013. 800-890-6013. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-890-6013.
Nobody knows paint quite like the pro, and nobody appreciates pro painters quite like the Home Depot. During Pro Appreciation Week, March 19th through 25th, Pro Extra members get special discounts on top Pro brands, like 25% off all Behr Pro paint. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. And that's especially true for pros. Pro Appreciation Week, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Available in-store while supplies last. Must enter Pro Extra phone number at checkout to receive discount.
Here's what you'll hear tonight on The Ump.
It's the NCAA tournament's Sweet 16, starting with Loyola Chicago and Nevada. Coverage starts at 5 p.m. All right here on The Ump.
Runny noses, time for a Target run. Stop by and fill your prescriptions at CVS Pharmacy at Target and earn a $5 Target coupon for 10 prescriptions filled. And while you're here, pick up a Kleenex 4-pack for $5.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Up to $50 in Target coupons annually. Not valid on certain prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Go to cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. Prices may vary.
Weather is sponsored by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Firestone Complete Auto Care, keeping cars running newer, longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
A cool afternoon with a sunny sky, the high today 59. Fair and cold again tonight, but we should stay above freezing, the low at 37. For tomorrow, partially sunny, the high at 65. Saturday becoming mostly cloudy, the chance of a few passing showers during the day, the high at 72. I'm James Spann on Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump.
No time to get on the phone? Tweet the big dog at Tom Abraham Show. Here's Tom Abraham.
Good times, bad times, you know I've had my share. When my woman left home for a blind man, but I still don't seem to care.
Led Zeppelin in there for you on a throwback Thursday. Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. There is a Twitter account now for Intern Butch. It's hilarious. It's at Intern Butch UA. Got about 1,000 followers so far. And it's going to blow up like crazy. At Intern Butch UA tweeted, only a couple of hours until the second practice of the spring. The tackling dummies are in place, and the water coolers and ice are cold. Maybe Nick will let me ride the sled. Trash Can at Tennessee Vols Trash Can tweeted that he had a job interview with Intern Butch but decided to stay with Coach Pruitt, to which Intern Butch said, don't hesitate to use me as a reference when your next opportunity comes. And this morning, Intern Butch tweeted, Nick got his little Debbies right on time, and I'm hunkered down watching film of the Citadel for November's game plan. Might make sense to burn all three timeouts in the third quarter. We'll see if Nick likes my idea. Hashtag Roll Tide. We will return. Jared Lee next, right here at 730-1039 AM.
.730 and .1039 The Ump. More sports.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cole Kublik here to tell you about my friends at Valley Equipment Rental. You can check them out online at valleyequipmentrents.com. And with landscaping season just around the corner, if you're looking for an excavator, backhoe, trencher, skid steer, or more, check out Valley Equipment Rental, located right there on South Memorial Parkway, right there near Airport Road. All the equipment's online at valleyequipmentrents.com. Or give Ross and Tanner a call today at 256-964-6081. That's 256-964-6081 for Valley Equipment Rental.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Visit tomorrowsleep.com and use promo code RADIO for $125 off your Tomorrow mattress through this Monday only. That's tomorrowsleep.com. Transform your tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-360-4612. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-360-4612. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-360-4612. That's 800-360-4612.
A new state-of-the-art indoor shooting range is coming to Huntsville. Bullet and Barrel.
Offering 19 indoor climate-controlled lanes and a fully stocked store with firearms, accessories, and clothing.
Bullet and Barrel provides professional-friendly firearms training. Great for new and experienced shooters. Become a member now at a special pre-grand opening rate. Bullet and Barrel. On Lehman Ferry Road near the corner of Airport Road.
And online at bulletandbarrel.com.
Bullet and Barrel. Serious fun.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Huntsville and Florence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Huntsville and Florence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Huntsville and Florence are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text WEALTH to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text WEALTH to 82,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text WEALTH to 82,000. That's WEALTH to 82,000.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
no matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
Sports Radio 730 and 1039. The Ump. WUMP Madison. W28 OBA Madison Huntsville. A Cumulus Station.